98.1 KZE, and it is my great pleasure to welcome singer-songwriter Noah Guthrie to the Midday Show. Noah, you'll be performing tomorrow night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Starting at 8 o'clock, you're going to be on a bill with Charlotte Morris. Welcome to the Midday Show, Noah.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Noah, you'll be performing tomorrow night at the Park Theater in Hudson. Starting at 8 o'clock, you're going to be on a bill with Charlotte Morris. Will this be the first time you've ever been to Hudson, Noah?
You know, I've been, you know, all over the place over the years, but I've been to, you know, upstate New York several different times, but I don't think I've ever been to Hudson, so I'm excited. It looks like an adorable town.
By way of an introduction, I should just mention that you are an Americana singer-songwriter based in South Carolina, correct? And right by the Blue Ridge Mountains, I hear.
Yeah, like you said, born and raised in South Carolina. I think it's been a beautiful place to grow up. You know, I have we call this area the foothills. So yeah, I've grown up kind of at the bottom of the Blue Ridge Mountains, probably 20 or 30 minutes from the western North Carolina line, you know.
So tell me a little bit about the Noah Guthrie origin story. I think I heard that songwriting or music is in your family. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think so. It is a little bit in the family. Yeah, my I grew up watching my dad and a lot of times my stepmom as well do session work. They were studio singers for a long time, and my dad has kind of been in and out of the industry, you know, going back to the 70s and 80s. And me and my older brother Ian just grew up around it. Grew up going to the studio on off nights, and then with my mom and my stepdad just always put me in front of really good music. You know, I'm really happy to say that both my mom and my dad have really exceptional taste in music, and I was happy to grow up with it. Yes, very much so. I mean, you know, and two, growing up in the South, you know, you can't really escape the kind of classic rock, Southern rock vibe, and I, you know, I grew up listening to that stuff, and I think over time I just kind of found my own voice and found that I have this, you know, real big kind of soulfulness to it. And yeah, you know, I started writing my own stuff when I was in, I think, a freshman in high school, and just kind of never looked back. I started touring right out of high school and had some success online with some YouTube videos and stuff, cover songs that I would put out there. I had a few go viral. And
oh, can you name a few of those? I'd be interested in knowing more about that.
The big one would be Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO, which was ridiculous. You know, it was this song that was just huge on the radio at the time. And the whole game of YouTube back then was to try and take pop songs and put your own spin on them. So I was doing that every week, and I really kind of fell behind one week and just like decided to do this song, and it just blew up overnight. And I got so many followers from it. Still to this day, I have people coming to shows that, you know, say, "Well, I saw you when you were 17 or 18, you know, and you did Sexy and I Know It." And I'm like, man, that's insane. It's crazy.
That's a double-edged sword.
Well, a little bit, yeah. I think I've definitely come to terms with it now. I think I'm very thankful for that. I have an extensive catalog of cover songs that, you know, is a real driver of my fan base for a long time. But for a long time, yeah, it felt like a double-edged sword. It's, I think, just maybe sometimes disheartening to realize how long things live on the internet. yeah, forever. But yeah, you know, that's kind of how I cut my teeth. I was starting on YouTube, and then I just started touring and writing my own stuff and songwriting, and you know, my original stuff has always been my passion, and just kind of learning how to share my voice and my stories with people.
We're talking to singer-songwriter Noah Guthrie, who has a show tomorrow night at the Park Theater in Hudson, New York at 8 o'clock. He's sharing a bill with musician Charlotte Morris. Noah, do you find that experience of doing those YouTube videos in the past has helped you cut your teeth to develop as a musician and to create the the albums that you've produced?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, something else that I was lucky to have and still I'm lucky to have is an older brother who's also in the business. My brother Ian is also a producer and recording engineer and drummer. So, you know, I've had access to a recording engineer since I was, I don't know, 13 or so when we started figuring it out in our bedroom, you know. He's always just had a real mind for it. And I think that, yeah, definitely doing the cover songs and stuff with him for forever just made it that much easier when it was time to go into a studio. But yeah, I've made a record with a producer before. I've made two records kind of self-producing. I'm making another one right now that I'm self-producing. So yeah, I think the home studio thing has been the vibe for me for a long time. And you know, it's definitely different than it was when I first started out. So things have come a long way and you can do a lot more from home.
Yeah, in terms of when you came up, you're right there in the thick of it, like between being able to do YouTube videos and create an audience there and the ability to make a home studio. I mean, you were right in the middle of that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many things on my car or my lawnmower that I wouldn't have known how to fix if I didn't have YouTube. You know? So it's just yeah. It's crazy. It's like this other, you know, fourth, fifth parent.
So you were talking about doing cover songs before. Did you ever have a chance to cover Willie Nelson by any chance?
You know, I don't know if I actually did cover Willie Nelson, but I did, I did have the chance to open for him a few times.
What?
Yeah, I was actually, I was visiting Nashville one day. I was doing some co-writing and I had just gotten done. My agent at the time called me and was just like, hey, would you have any interest in opening for Willie Nelson? I'm like, what do you mean? Would I have any interest in? I'm like, does he have any interest in me opening for him? So yeah, you know, I said yes. And I originally went and did, I did three or four shows with him and it was just a dream come true. And after that, they asked me to come out a few more times. I think in total, I think I played like 10 or 11 shows with him and yeah, just a class act all the way around. Oh my gosh. Him and his whole crew are so incredibly nice and humble and a well-oiled machine. But yeah, it's truly probably, you know, one of the highlights of my career for sure. Just an absolute dream come true.
Well, I heard some of your music from your most recent album, The Blue Wall, which is, I believe, a reference to the Blue Mountains that we were speaking about before. So anyway, I do hope I get over to the Park Theater in Hudson on Friday night to see you perform. That would be wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah, that'd be great.
So I know you have some new music you're working on. And right after this, maybe we'll play your latest song. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it's called Root Down, and it is. It's coming out on show day on Friday. So yeah, that'll be fun for me to have a show on the day of the release. But yeah, it's called Root Down. You know, it's a song about you know, pulling on your inner strength when you need to, when times get tough, instead of giving in to despair. Just you know, rooting down and finding the will to get through it. And I'm really excited for it. I think it's a little bit different than what I've usually put out. So I think it'll be a little bit of a bit of fresh air for people, hopefully.
Well, that's important for any artist, right? To expand, to grow and evolve.
Absolutely.
Okay. And with your permission, Noah, since the song isn't technically out yet, we're going to give people a little premiere of Root Down, if you don't mind.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Let's do it.
All right. Thanks very much, Noah. Again, he'll be playing at the Park Theater Friday night at 8 o'clock in Hudson, New York, right there on Warren Street. This is 98.1 KZE.